Well, I'll be damned if it isn't time for another David Darren's Top 5 Things podcast, a review of what we got done on the morning show that they let us do on Planet 93.9.
Why, I oughta.
Are you so-and-so?
If I had half a nerve.
My name is Dave. His name is Darren. Hello there, Darren.
Hello there. The podcast is brought to you by the good people at Nature's Treatment of Illinois. Their goal is to fully understand their clients' needs physically, mentally, and emotionally because they know it's not easy to live with a chronic illness. Their experienced wellness consultants will sit down with you and discuss what options work best to make you feel more comfortable. Frequently asked questions, if you'd like to take a look, are answered at the website ntillinois.com.
Bing bong.
Let's bing bong.
Get into it with the first of five, the top five things. This one would be number one.
Number one.
Number one.
I guess this is a big trend for the holidays this year.
Yeah.
People are putting Christmas trees up in their bedrooms.
For like night lights?
Apparently it's to add a little spark to your love life.
Ah, okay. So you're trying to do that whole Hallmark Christmas movie thing.
Oh, is that what it is? Doing it in front of the Christmas tree. Is that like a trope on these movies?
Well, I mean, it's everyone's falling in love.
This survey suggests 1 in 6 people will be putting Christmas trees in their bedroom.
A full-size Christmas tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a little guy.
No. And it seems like this is for people who have to have more than one tree. It would be very strange, I think. Listen, you put a Christmas tree anywhere you want. It's none of my business.
The Christmas tree is watching us.
But if you only have a Christmas tree in your bedroom, that's different. Where's the tree at? It's upstairs in our room. Oh, okay. Here's somebody who did it. They say, my boyfriend was dead against a tree in the bedroom, but I said we can stay in bed all day on Christmas, and that won him over.
And then he tied me to the radiator.
What? That took an unexpected turn.
What's this ornament here? It's a body cam.
Mail saying here, we always have one in the living room, but we have one in the bedroom too now. This is my favorite. And as they say, happy wife, happy life. So yeah, I guess this is something that's happening. It connects us with nature, and it reminds us of our earliest ancestors who slept and made love in the outdoors. Right, but they didn't have lights on that tree.
Our earliest ancestors? You sure about that?
That's what it says.
Okay.
What?
Before they started walking on land, there were Christmas trees in the ocean.
Yeah, our earliest ancestors are fish.
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, earliest. I see what you're saying.
Uh-huh. You're talking the earliest ones.
I mean, yeah, if you've got a... Honey, here's the thing. We're going to put a Christmas tree up in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And this is going to connect us to our early ancestors. Because the tree's going to watch us do it. And all the ornaments, too. I want to see my reflection, the reflection of my butt in a glass ornament.
Now that's Christmas.
God help us. Everyone, you mentioned a body cam. There's a Christmas decoration that they're having a hard time keeping on the store shelves.
Yeah.
I want you to picture a traditional ornament.
Yes.
Like just a ball ornament,
just
right?
Just a round
exactly,
ornament.
Exactly. And it's a red ornament.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the ornament,
yes,
it's not hooked up to anything, I don't think. But it looks like a camera.
Uh-huh.
And it says Santa Cam. And the idea is your kids are constantly under surveillance. Santa sent a camera to the house to put in the tree.
Yeah.
So for a couple of bucks, you put this Santa Cam bauble. They say it's a great way to encourage children to be on their best behavior.
Do you even have to make that threat anymore in 2021? I mean, don't most houses have already a bunch of cameras in them?
Yeah, but maybe Santa doesn't have access to that.
Oh, he's got access.
It doesn't require batteries, the Santa cam, because it's not actually electronic. It's not hooked up to anything. It just looks like there's a camera installed in the center of the ornament.
I don't know that I would want to tell my kids that they're under constant surveillance. Although, they are. So I guess there's no reason to lie to them.
You know, it's true. Like, it's when, like we, when we grew up, the idea that Santa was always watching us was exciting because... how could he do that?
Yeah.
Now, everybody's watching us all the time.
Right.
And we're just
so
okay with that.
So I guess they might as well know that.
Right.
Follow the rules.
Website here says, simply hang the ornament on the tree, tell the kids Santa is watching, and you're sure to have excitable but well-behaved children on the run-up to Christmas.
Yeah, but if you're constantly being watched, mm-hmm. and you know you're constantly being watched, how well-behaved are you really?
Well, I should think that would encourage good behavior. Because here's the thing. When you were a kid, they would say, you know, Santa's watching. If you're able to say Santa's watching and point to the camera he's using, I think that lends some credence to things.
How old are we talking about here?
What do you mean?
How old a kid are we telling this story to?
I don't know. The kids for Santa kids. There are other cameras that are selling, which are just black domes which people are attaching to their ceiling. And they flash every once in a while, so your kid believes that you're being watched by elves, who then report the behavior to Santa himself. See, Elf on the Shelf kind of does this,
yeah.
But the Elf on the Shelf, I never quite understood, because that's a doll that somehow comes to life and reports to Santa?
Yeah, like a pixie.
Yeah, I don't care for that. These cameras, again, it's a black dome. Every once in a while, it'll flash. So it's an elf cam, not a Santa cam. One mom who tried out the camera on the ceiling says she had less than positive results.
Yeah.
Quote, what a bad decision. I had not thought about the physiological effects of this. It lasted all of 10 seconds as my kids were crying their eyes out at the idea that elves could spy on them in a way that it was intrusive and constant.
Well, three of the kids were crying. The other one apparently is an exhibitionist.
What do you think of this, Elf? Oh, no.
Like, oh, God almighty.
Oh, no. What's... That's not good. And one kid's
gonna
really...
need to start a Christmas Club account just for their therapy.
Yeah, they took it down because the kids were freaking out.
Uh-huh.
And then they just threw it away here. In this review, they say they threw it away. But you're suggesting one of the kids might have been into it. What the Sam Hill are you doing?
Ha! It's called the feather dance.
Put that robe back on. What are you doing? The elves don't need to see that.
What do you want for Christmas? Santa, can I have a balloon suit?
Seeing as how you work at the North Pole, I was wondering if I could get a pole.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
I'd like a 1,000 scarves, please.
Just trying to pay my way through elementary school. Yeah. Well, that's a new trend, I guess.
Okay.
Constant surveillance of your kids, making them believe and pointing to cameras that are watching them, and, you know... putting one in your bedroom to spice things up. I think if you're with someone and they suggest putting a Christmas tree in the bedroom to spice things up, this is my advice. And I don't like to give out advice. What do I know? But if you're with someone and they say, listen, I thought we should put the tree up in the bedroom to really spice things up.
Uh-huh.
My advice, and this comes from a good place, I'm concerned.
Is go to the whip.
Get out of that relationship as soon as you can. And when you're in court, just say, Your Honor, they wanted a Christmas tree in the bedroom to spice things up.
It's a fire hazard.
Number two.
We are 20 days away from your next birthday, aren't we, pal?
I suppose we are.
Darren, born in December the 29th, 1964. You were given the name Darren.
Champ plus seven.
Because your mother was obsessed with the dad from A Christmas Story. Very few people know that.
That's not entirely true.
It's not untrue.
Well, no, I think she did like the name Darren, and I think she heard it in reference to the actor Darren McGavin.
Right. And thought...
The Night Stalker.
I will... It is worth pointing out that at the time you were born, he was killing vampires on television.
I think that was later.
No?
That show was in the early 70s.
Oh. So what was he doing?
Oh, he was still an actor.
What was he doing like around the time you were... Yeah, I guess he wasn't Kolchak the Night Stalker.
No, he wasn't Kolchak.
Until the 70s. All right, so he was the star of Riverboat.
Okay.
That was a TV show. It was him and Burt Reynolds. And they would just drive around in a riverboat and solve crimes.
I was this close to being Burt. Hey, Burt.
You could have been Burt. Dave and Burt in the morning?
It's weird. I'm weird. I'm Burt.
The two of them drive around in a ship called the Enterprise. Up and down the Mississippi, Missouri, and Ohio rivers.
Uh-huh.
At the Enterprise? It's a little on the nose.
A little too close for comfort, really.
Darren and Bert would encounter interesting characters, including U.S. President Zachary Taylor, General Winfield Scott, and a pre-presidential Abraham Lincoln. You know, going up and down in a riverboat.
That's what you do.
No big deal. Darren McGavin plays the dad on A Christmas Story.
He does.
And he's great in that role. People have for years debated this. What's Ralphie's dad's name?
It doesn't get mentioned?
That's the thing. It doesn't.
Hmm.
He has no name.
What about the mom?
Neither does the mom.
The mom doesn't get mentioned either, huh?
No. No. Fans.
What's their last name?
What's
the family's last name?
On a Christmas. They're the Parkers, aren't they?
Parkers?
Yeah. I believe that's the name of the family on Christmas.
I like Star Wars.
Now, that kid, I don't know. Does he have a name? What's that kid's name? I got to look up that kid in Star Wars. Or in Star Wars. In A Christmas Story.
I like the Wizard of Oz.
What's
not to like?
There's Schwartz and Farkas and Miss Shields. But yeah, the weirdo kid who says, "Do you like the Wizard of Oz?" That kid's got to have a name, right?
He's got like aviator goggles on.
For some reason that they never explain. That kid makes...
Like he just got off a plane.
A kid makes my Christmas every year.
Yeah.
And the attitude that Ralphie gives
the look. The look.
Ralphie wants nothing to do with this kid. And just the disdain...
Yeah, the look that
Ralphie
gives
has for this kid that really likes the Wizard of Oz.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to...
Yeah, I'm just trying to get up to Santa.
Well, listen, I do not have time for your nonsense. I am here to meet Mr. Claus and give him my list. And the aviation goggles you're wearing, it's just very bizarre, sir.
I like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
I like the chimney.
It's just his reacting, the kid reacting. How you react when weirdos just say weird stuff to you.
What's not to like?
Uh-huh. That kid, as it turns out, the kid with the goggles
on,
wasn't supposed to be in the movie at all.
Oh, yeah?
But when they were filming the scene, the director saw that kid and was like,
put him in.
Give this kid a line.
Give the kid a line.
So...
Check this one out.
I know, right?
So he showed up with his old clothes.
No. I imagine that was a costume decision.
No, I don't think so. It sounds to me like this is the getup he showed up for as an extra.
Yeah. So it's the early 80s and the kid just dressed like that at the mall?
Yeah.
Put this kid in a movie. I'm so glad you did because it's my favorite part of the film.
I like the Tin Man.
Yeah.
Tin Man.
Like, I don't know how to respond to this.
What do you say to something like that?
And Ralphie's little brother has just got this smile on his face like, this is weird. Okay.
This is weird and it doesn't involve me.
I know it, right?
This is a strange circumstance.
I like that.
And I'm just an onlooker.
When you see the scene, focus on Ralphie's
little
brother. Ralphie's little brother, who gives a smile for a half a second and then realizes, no, this is weird.
Okay, let me see it again.
Watch Ralphie's little brother.
I like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
I like the Tin Man.
Okay.
He gives a half a smile, like, okay.
It's
and
almost
then
he's like he's looking. This is
something we should be concerned about, Ralphie.
Yeah.
This kid, we need to get away. Santa Schmanta, we're getting the hell out of this mall.
Yeah, this kid's a time bomb.
A lot of people have pointed out on the text line here that I like the Wizard of Oz kid.
Yeah.
You know who his modern counterpart is, of course.
Modern counterpart.
Yes. It's the same energy. It's the exact same energy.
Is?
I like turtles.
It's the same thing. I like the Wizard of Oz.
I like turtles.
Jonathan, you're a great zombie. Uh-huh. If Jonathan, instead of a zombie makeup, was just wearing aviator goggles.
And he's got like the leather helmet on too, doesn't he?
Oh yeah, he's full
on. He's ready
on.
For flight.
He is ready to go fly over Korea.
He's ready to go battle the Baron, the Red Baron.
Ralphie's dad does not have a name, although people will tell you that he does.
Okay.
There's a brief exchange where one of the neighbors, when he gets the lamp,
yeah,
Fragile.
Oh yeah.
It's a major award.
Someone yells out at him.
Yeah, one of the neighbors, a Swede, asks of the leg lamp. He says, "Damn, Hal, you say you want it?"
Okay, so Hal.
Hal is his name.
Yeah.
But when you take a look at the original screenplay, Swede's actual line is, "Damn, hell, you say you want it."
Oh.
So he's saying, "Damn hell, not damn hell."
Okay.
Ralphie's dad, you will hear people tell you that it's
hell. But
No. Hell. And when you look at the script, he's just credited as the old man.
And the mother and father, they don't refer to each other as using a name, huh?
No, I think that she's just Mrs. Parker, right?
What are they?
I don't think
what are
they?
Okay, so that's what they're listed as at the end credits, Mr.
Right.
and Mrs. Parker.
Ralphie Parker, and then his brother is Randy, right? And then Melinda Dillon is Mrs. Parker. And the credit that you'll see Darren McGavin, your namesake, get when the credits roll at the end of A Christmas Story is Mr. Parker, and then in parentheses, the old man. Because he just always refers to him as the old man. So, yeah, he's a character without a proper name. The kid who likes Star Wars. Why do I say this?
Because I say Star Wars.
I like Star Wars.
It wouldn't make any sense for him to like Star Wars.
No, it's the movie is set 30 years before Star Wars is in theaters.
Allegedly.
Yeah. That kid's got to have a name or not. I mean, I guess it's not in the screenplay because that was just there's something about that kid that
the director wanted to utilize.
We got to make this happen. There is a sequel, by the way, to A Christmas Story.
Huh.
Actually, a couple of sequels. A 1988 made-for-TV movie called Ollie Hopnoodle's Haven of Bliss. And there's another one called My Summer Story in 1994. These are both written by Gene Shepard. Gene Shepard, the voice, the narrator, and the guy who wrote the stories. It's based on his life.
How long was A Christmas Story in the theaters, if at all?
Well, a couple of weeks.
Okay, a couple of weeks. Yeah. Can you tell me what was the big movie in the theaters when that was out?
Well, it would have been 1983.
Okay.
So, I know E.T. was the big box office winner for the year.
Yeah.
But that week, let's see.
Just so you have a little bit of a reference.
So it came out November 18th, 1983.
November 18th, 1983. Gotcha.
So running time is 94 minutes, which really is the perfect running time for movies. I wish we could get back to movies that are over within an hour and a half. They spent $3.3 million to make the movie, and it made $20.6 million at the box office. So it was a hit. But what was the big movie at the time?
Coming home from... Yeah, okay.
That's a great question. Do you know the answer?
No.
It was initially overlooked as a sleeper film. Roger Ebert would give the movie 4 stars out of 4, and he added the film to his great movies list, and then people went to run to go and see it.
Huh.
By Christmas of 83, it was no longer in theaters.
Sure.
Wow. This is one of those movies, too, that's done a lot better on TV than...
Clearly.
It did in the theaters. I mean, there's channels that will just show it for 24 hours over and over and over again. 24 hours of A Christmas Story, right? I don't know what the... I can definitely look that up to see, like, what the box office was.
Top movie.
Yeah. 1983. November. I mean, I bet E.T. was still making quite a bit of money. Okay. So here we go. It would have been in third place when it opened.
Yeah.
Behind The Big Chill and Amityville 3D.
Oh, boy.
Much more interested opening weekend in seeing Amityville 3D and The Big Chill. So, yeah, that's... and then in fourth place right behind it was Never Say Never Again, the James Bond remake of Thunderball with Sean Connery. Also in the theaters, you would have had Tom Cruise in All the Right Moves.
Terms of Endearment a little bit later.
Uh-huh. Deal of the Century, the Chevy Chase movie. Oh, yeah. Boy. The Right Stuff. And Return of the Jedi, I guess, was still in some theaters. Even though that movie came out for Memorial Day weekend. So I like Star Wars.
Number three.
How cool would it be if you lived in Austin, Texas, to go to Bowie High School? Bowie High School, I'm going to go ahead and assume that's named after Jim Bowie, not David Bowie. But you could have fun with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the team? The Starmen?
The Knives.
You think Bowie High School's nickname is the Knives?
Yeah.
That's not bad. Bowie High School. There's a bunch of Bowie High Schools all over the United States. But James Bowie High School looks like, I can tell you that their school colors are black and red. But as far as, it looks like they're the Stars. Well, that's not far off from the Star Men. Wonder if they embrace the David Bowie nature. Well, that sounds fantastic. The Stars? The Star Man! He wants to blow your mind! Oh, wait, that's not David Bowie. That's Jackie Rogers Jr. There's a substitute teacher who will not be asked back to be a substitute teacher there at Bowie High School. In fact, his workday was cut short because rather than... teach or, just kind of hold things down as a substitute is supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
This guy decided to bring his karaoke machine to school and belt out Britney Spears hits.
Yeah. I've been working on a few numbers and I'm having a bit of a tough time getting an audience.
This is my favorite line from the whole story. Video shows the teacher belting out Britney Spears' Toxic, accompanied by an amateur light show at the front of the class at Bowie High School on Friday. Amateur light show. The teacher was asked to leave after the first period because he wasn't following, according to the Austin Independent School District, wasn't following the district's best practices. There were rumors that this was not a substitute teacher. It was, in fact, a prankster posing as a teacher. But they assure us that, no, this man was, in fact, registered as a substitute and was placed on campus to cover a class. He was the one who brought the karaoke machine to class. Thought it would be a good idea. I guess his story was that he always wanted to be the class clown, and he thought this would be his opportunity. You want to be a class clown when you're a student.
Yeah, some things you just got to let go of.
It's always been my dream. And if I could do it singing Toxic with an amateur light show, well, then so much the better. That'll give him something to remember. Something to talk about at the 20-year reunion.
Was he dressed up like a schoolgirl?
No, that's Baby Hit Me One More Time. Toxic, she's dressed up like a stewardess.
Oh, that's right.
Should I say that
commercial right
there?
No.
Don't tell me something.
How do you say that? No, we got
the
work done.
Wow. That's kind of...
And you wonder why kids are confused.
Well, here's the thing. The kids appear like they couldn't care less. They're just all about their whatever it is that they're doing. Like, all of the kids in this video, no one's even looking at him. Like, okay, we got a crazy person today. That's fine.
Roll with the punches.
I got to get this paper done. The teacher didn't have a formal badge for the school district, but was checked in through the front office through the visitor system, and that includes a full background check. They say all processes were followed. It was simply a case of a substitute not following our practices.
You know how if you bring an item into a store, say like Best Buy or whatever,
right,
they'll put a sticker on it?
Yes.
I wonder if the office put a sticker on his karaoke machine to authorize him having it there.
Yeah, that would be a question that I would have.
How'd you get that in here?
What are you doing, buddy? Also, you have to know that all of these kids have video cameras on their phones, right?
Oh, I'm counting on it.
So you think this guy wanted to, like, go viral? Is that what he was planning on doing? Like, he was going to become a superstar? He's not even singing the Britney Spears part. He's doing the chorus. The weird, you know.
Let's hear that again.
Well, here's some.
I'm on a ride. You're toxic. I'm sipping on a weak taste of a poison paradise. I'm addicted to you. Don't you know that you're toxic?
It's not bad.
And I love what you do. Don't you know that you're toxic? Intoxicated now. We can love it now. I think I'm ready now, I think I'm ready. Intoxicated now, we love it now, I think I'm ready now.
Wow. I should describe this better for you. You would assume that he's got the video, or he's got the karaoke machine and he's at the front of the class like performing, like, uh-huh, like he's at a restaurant or a bar.
Yeah.
He's sitting at the teacher's desk. He's got the machine on the teacher's desk. And he's sitting in the teacher's chair.
Uh-huh.
And all the lights are off in the room for the amateur light show to really kick in for the kids and give them a real proper treat. Always wanted to be the class clown, you see. So this was his chance. Maybe tell a couple of jokes, you know, a couple of, dad jokes or something. When you're class clown... I say this as someone who was a class clown. You don't bring in props.
You don't?
No. Carrot Top could be a class clown with a prop. But I promise you, even then, Carrot Top wasn't doing prop comedy in high school.
Not even like the safety pin through the head?
I mean, it's a great look. I'm not denying it. It would get a big laugh. But you can't rely on an amateur light show. This guy just wants to get discovered as a singer, and he figured this was the way to do it, right? Why would you do this? Or this is somebody who snapped and fulfilled his obligation to show up to be a substitute teacher, but it's possible there's more going on here, right?
We're going to play by my rules.
Britney Spears is free, and now finally this part of me is free. Do you understand?
And not,
it was like I was locked up with her that whole time.
And not the first time I've been disciplined for this.
No. You kids are in for a real treat.
Uh-huh. I did it again.
Number four.
Darren, you hate it when a beauty pageant's not on the up and up.
Mm.
When you're having a beauty pageant and there are people cheating, it's unacceptable. Because if we can't count on honesty at a beauty pageant, right? If contestants are cheating to get an edge by using like Botox injections and other artificial touch-ups, I mean, what's next? I'm referring, of course, to this story from Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, where dozens of camels have been barred from a camel beauty context because of Botox use. There's been, it says here, the biggest ever crackdown on camel beauty contestants using Botox and other artificial touch-ups. This is according to the state-run Saudi press agency. More than 40 camels have been disqualified from the annual pageant. You know, if you're going to be named the most beautiful camel in the land, if it's not...
There she is.
Saudi Arabia's popular King Abdulaziz Camel Festival, which kicked off earlier this month, invites the breeders of the most beautiful camels to compete for $66 million in prize money, Botox injections, facelifts, and other cosmetic alterations to make the camels more attractive are strictly prohibited. Who are you going to, Liberace plastic surgeon? Who's doing camel facelifts?
Yeah, we can do that.
I'd like this camel to look just like me. Is that something you can do, Dr. Abdullah?
We can do that.
I'd like it to look like a younger version of me. And could you maybe have the camel wear like a little chauffeur costume for reasons?
Yeah, we can do that.
Great. Jurors decide the most beautiful camel based on the shape of the camel's head, neck, humps,
all the way down to her beautiful toes.
Consider yourself zing.
The zing of the day.
It says here they're judged on their humps, their dress, and postures. Judges at the month-long festival in the desert, just northeast of the Saudi capital, are escalating this camel clampdown on artificially enhanced camels using special and advanced technology to detect tampering. This year, authorities discovered dozens of breeders had stretched out the lips and noses of camels, used hormones to boost their muscles, and injected camels' heads and lips with Botox to make them bigger.
You know who we would need to do commentary at a camel beauty contest?
No.
Fred Willard. How much weight do you think I can lift?
Why don't they put a little cigarette in that camel's mouth?
Uh-huh.
I'm just throwing that out there.
You know.
They also inflate body parts with rubber bands and used fillers to relax the camel's faces.
This is no good. This is no good for camels.
I don't know if it's good for anybody.
No.
So what I do is, listen, you want your camel to win this beauty pageant? I'll tell you right now. It's a pretty good-looking camel, but pretty good isn't going to win you the $66 million in prize money. I will take your camel to my spa.
You know who they probably would have as like a celebrity judge?
Who? I want to say Howie Mandel.
Dorothy Hamill. This just in from the sports desk. Dorothy Hamill stubs her toe during signature move.
It says here, the club is keen to halt all acts of tampering and deception in the beautification of camels. And organizers will impose strict penalties on manipulators. Don't they, like, cut your hand off if you steal something over there?
Like a loaf of bread?
Yeah. I mean, I know the Saudis, if you if you come over here and you write articles about them, they'll find a way to kidnap you and chop you up into pieces here, for crying out
loud. What do they do if you steal a slice of bread? Like a finger?
Yeah, but you get to...
What about just the crust? Your fingernails?
Yeah, I think that's how it works. The Camel Beauty Contest is at the heart of this massive festival. A festival that lasts a month?
Ooh.
No thanks to that. There are also, it says
that's
here...
That's longer than the Olympics.
Yes! It also says there will be camel races, camel sales, and other festivities that showcase thousands of camels.
Do I have that right, that the Winter Olympics starts the day after the Super Bowl?
Yes, that is correct.
Wow.
There will not be
action-packed.
Any... Action-packed. Uh-huh. Nobody's getting surgically altered to look good for the Winter Olympics, right? They might be doping their blood and whatnot, but nobody's using Botox at the Winter Olympics. There probably isn't as much cheating at the Winter Olympics as there is in the Summer Olympics, and I'll tell you why I think that is. No one cares about the Winter Olympics.
Mm.
I could see wanting to cheat to win a track and field or something cool, but you think people are cheating at shooting things on skis? No. Nobody cares enough to cheat at that. The festival seeks to preserve the noble camel's role in the kingdom's Bedouin tradition and heritage, even as the oil-rich country plows ahead with modernizing mega projects.
How much would a camel cost? I have to imagine that's kind of pricey.
Over there or over here?
Anywhere.
See, that's the thing, too. Like, you're paying more if it's a hot-looking camel? That's messed up. If I needed a camel, I would just say, give me a camel. I wouldn't be like, I need a camel and, you know, make sure it's got a nice ass. What is that about? I need for a camel, and here's the thing. Make sure it's got the most beautiful face of all the camels. I'm willing to pay an extra couple bucks for that. Camels probably, this is the only time of year that they get any work here in the States, right? Probably showing up at the different pageants and whatnot. It says here...
Nativity scenes?
It says here the price on a camel starts at 55 grand.
Oh, there you go.
But thoroughbreds go for a lot more. 11 years ago, a camel racing fan spent like $10 million on 3 camels.
Wow.
Some camels, depending on, like, you know, how fast they are. I guess it's like horses, right? Some can go for, like, up to $30 million. If you're spending $30 million on a camel, that seems wrong. Camels can go for $5 to $10 million, but some can go for up to $30 million.
Well, that's even more than I...
It's my $30 million camel. Look at it. You like that camel? Ask me how much it costs.
$6 million camel. It's going to get you nowhere. It's a bionic camel. What?
Yeah. Well, hopefully they're able to get this beauty pageant thing figured out, because if it's not on the up and up, then what... What's next?
What are we doing?
What can I even believe in anymore?
Five.
Number five.
Story in Ontario of a guy who was charged after stopping in the middle of an intersection to eat some chicken wings.
I get it. I'm just going to keep my eyes open. No one's coming that way. No one's coming this way. This is my time for chicken wings right now.
This is really the safest place to do this.
Yeah.
Bracebridge, Ontario Provincial Police received a call for a motor vehicle that failed to remain after colliding with another vehicle. This is in Gravenhurst, Ontario. Within 30 minutes, the cops got a second call of a vehicle stopped in an intersection. on the same road where the previous accident happened.
All right, so he's been there a while.
When police arrived, the male driver was behind the wheel, finishing his chicken wings, and completely unaware of the collision.
What's that you say? I've been involved in some sort of accident? Hang on. These are garlic parmesan. This is my one weakness.
I call this a tender bender.
The cops ended up arresting 67-year-old William Newlove of Muskoka Lakes, Ontario. He had this to say. I'm sorry, I'm guessing. He was charged with impaired operation and failure to report an accident.
Yeah, because he didn't cause the accident.
He was in it.
Didn't he just watch it?
Well, it says here he's charged with impaired operation, but it doesn't say that he was charged with being drunk. Was he just so
drunk
focused
on these chicken wings?
So focused on chicken wings he couldn't.
You're still impaired that way, I guess, huh?
I guess that makes sense. I've never heard of being.
I mean, it's like if you were on a phone, you're phone impaired.
Right.
Chicken wing impaired.
Well, when you don't stick around, when you get in an accident and you don't stick around, you're automatically in the wrong. He will appear at the Ontario Court of Justice on January 4th to answer his charges. Sorry. Officers will continue, it says here, to patrol our roadways and trails, and those drivers found impaired by alcohol or drugs will have a Dayton
or
criminal
chicken
court. Or delicious chicken wings. Wonder what flavor it was. Imagine you'd want to go with something with a little heat up in Ontario this time of year, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Fleeing the scene and then stopped at the intersection to just, you know, mow on some chicken wings. Just making it happen. Then there's this story of a guy who stopped a train so he could get some yogurt. Just really wanted. This is in Lahore, Pakistan. Federal Minister for Railways Azam Khal Swati suspended from service a train driver and his assistant for stopping on the way to purchase yogurt. You are a Pakistani conductor and you're being told no. Just trying to take a break. We've been on this trip too long. The action happened after a video went viral showing the train driver stopping the train so he could get some yogurt from a local shop.
No, I know these supplies have to get to where they're going, but you know what else has to happen? I need some go-gurt.
Well, this is
I'm on the go.
This is a passenger train. So that's even worse. You got all these people in
places
to be. All
right, so I
got to
get these. Yeah. Listen, where I'm taking you isn't going anywhere, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your train conductor, and for some reason I sound like a pilot. I understand you have got places you need to be in Pakistan, but there's a TCBY, and I'm going to stop, and I'm going to get sprinkles.
I'm going to turn you over now to my assistant engineer, and he's got something to say.
So the minister there in Pakistan taking action and ordering the Pakistan Railways to suspend driver Rana Mohammed Shehazad and his assistant Iftikhar Hussain. Minister saying here, I will not tolerate such events in the future and allow anyone to use national assets for personal use. Wow. They've also been told, these train conductors in Pakistan, that they're not to take selfies while they're driving the trains. It's probably a good idea.
Yeah, pack your go-gurt ahead of time.
What I like to do is I freeze the go-gurt overnight, and by the time I get a craving, it's thawed out and still very cold. All right, we're going to get you to the next town here in Pakistan. Thank you for riding Pakistan.
If you'll look off to the left there, you'll see.
What is it they're going to see?
Yeah, that looks like some sort of compound.
All right. Oh, I see where you're going.
This was a nice neighborhood until those Black Hawk helicopters crashed here. It's not important why. I'm going to stop and get some yogurt here, and then we're going to be on our way. All right.
Gosh. We've got places to be.
I could go for yogurt. Yeah, everyone starts getting off the train.
Hey, where are you going? I thought we could...
He said something about Go-Gurt.
Hey, I gotta go to TCBY, and the C is Pakistan. The Pakistan's best yogurt. Is TCBY still a thing? Doesn't seem like you ever see those anymore. Do you remember TCBYs?
I remember the name. I don't know that I was ever at one.
I'm looking here. Three locations, Quincy, Peoria, and Oswego.
Hmm.
All are closed.
Huh.
But are they closed?
And something else?
Are they closed? Oh, this one says opens. I guess it wouldn't be open this early in the morning. What kind of maniac needs yogurt at 9 o'clock in the morning? The one in Quincy opens at 11, and the one in Peoria opens at 10. All right. Good to know. So there are still TCBYs. Were there ever any here in the Quad Cities?
Taking care of business.
Oh, the country's best yogurt. It's not taking care of... It's not Elvis yogurt. Although that'd be pretty boss. Elvis, if he had lived, you know he'd have some sort of frozen yogurt concern. And the flavors would be peanut butter.
Sure. Banana.
And banana.
Banana.
Two flavors here at Elvis Yogurt. Peanut butter and bananas.
I thought this...
That's it.
I thought this yogurt was fat-free and I can't get into my jumpsuit.
Hey, man, I was sold a bunch of hooey, man.
Bananas.
Come on now, man.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
And so we must draw a curtain on this endeavor, this episode of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We hope to make more. Thanks for listening to this one.
We'll make more.
Downloading it, subscribing, leaving reviews, all of those great things that you've done for us. We thank you as we thank Nature's Treatment of Illinois.
Yeah, they are the sponsor of the podcast. They have two locations, Tech Drive in Milan, West Main Street in Galesburg. Both locations now open 7 days a week. Nature's Treatment offers a wide selection of products for recreational use, including flower, vapes, and edibles. The recreational waiting lists are available. Reserve your time at ntillinois.com.
Until we get a chance to give you another podcast, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Vaya, con Dios.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.